today's contestants, a lawyer from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Brooke McKenzie. A transformation analyst from Alexandria, Virginia, Megan Kaplan. And our returning champion, a software engineer from Rochester, New York, Josh Grunberg, whose one-day cash winnings total $14,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. No record-setting wins so far this week on Jeopardy. Middle-of-the-road stuff, $14,000 for Josh. Megan and Brooke, let's see if you guys can change all of that today. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round, which today has these categories that are now in play. February, how appropriate, followed by cast of the TV show, the Civil War, just say no. Notice the quotation marks. The correct response will be two words. The first word will begin with the letter N. The second word will begin with O. That's followed by food and drink words and phrases. And finally, we deal with the Horn of Africa. Josh, off you go.
Let's go with cast of the TV show for $1,000.
HBO gets some very robotic performances out of Tandy Newton and James Marsden. Josh.
What is Westworld?
That's the series.
TV for $800.
On the CW, Camila Mendes and Cole Sprouse as teens, Robin Givens and Skeet Ulrich as grown-ups. Josh again.
What is Riverdale?
That's it.
TV $600.
Some special effects. Patrick Wilson and Keith Carradine both playing Lou Salverson, don't you know? Josh.
What is Fargo?
Yeah.
TV $400.
Time traveling on BBC America without the lead actress, Mandip Gill, Tosin Cole, Bradley Walsh. Josh.
What is Doctor Who?
You've watched a lot of television.
Let's finish the category. TV for $200.
On NBC. Oh, man, I'll try to finish, but now I'm crying. Sterling K. Brown, Susan Kalichi-Wastson, Logan Schroyer. Josh.
What is This Is Us?
That's it. Well done.
Just say no, 200.
Avian term for someone who stays up late. Megan.
What is a night owl?
Good.
Food and drink, 200.
Something ill-suited is not my, this three-word phrase. I prefer English breakfast. Josh.
What is cup of tea?
Good.
Food and drink, 400.
Tread carefully if doing this phrase for being careful not to anger someone. It can use the whole food item or just the shelves. Brooke.
What is walking on eggshells?
Yeah.
Just say no, 400.
This gas is used by dentists as an anesthetic. Megan.
What is nitrous oxide?
You got it.
Food and drink for six?
It's a circular representation of relative percentages making up a whole. Megan.
What is a pie chart?
Good.
Food and drink for eight?
To lament a misfortune that can't be changed or corrected. Megan.
What is cry over spilled milk?
Yes.
Finish the category?
This expression means earn a living. In an old commercial, it was followed by fry it up in a pan. Brooke.
What is bring home the bacon?
You got it.
Just say no, 800.
It's a French phrase whose sentiment is that the rich should take care of the poor. And the N-O this time comes up in noblesse oblige. Brooke.
No, 1,000.
This astronomical site in D.C. is responsible for the U.S. Time Service. Megan.
What is the Naval Observatory?
Yeah.
Just say no for six.
It's the delicacy seen here. Josh.
What is a naval orange?
Right. And that takes you to 3,800. You're in the lead. And we're taking a break. Back in a moment, though. Brooke McKenzie is an attorney from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, who enjoys road tripping. In fact, you have visited how many U.S. states and how many Canadian provinces?
I've been to 48 U.S. states, 10 Canadian provinces, and one territory.
One territory?
Yes. I drove up to the Yukon with a good friend of mine and learned the hard lesson of never go on a road trip with someone who has bad taste in music.
Oh. Long distances up there, a lot of time behind the wheel.
We didn't speak for about 6 weeks after, but we're still great friends to this day.
Okay, good for you. Megan Kaplan is from Alexandria, Virginia. Mm-hmm. You were on a men's team in college.
I was a coxswain for the men's rowing team. Yes, yeah. So
neat.
It was pretty fun. A lot of early mornings, but wouldn't trade it for anything. And I had some rowers stand up in my wedding this summer, actually.
Now, did you win a lot of tournaments?
I have a national championship in men's rowing.
Okay, all right. Josh Grunberg from Rochester, New York, is a software engineer who, when he sees a limited edition or a seasonal flavor of a popular brand, what do you do immediately?
Oh, I got to buy that. I got to share that with all my friends. Come on. If I see watermelon Oreos on the store shelves, get in the cart. Come on. That's going to work with me the next day.
That sounds like a great purchase, by the way. Okay, let's get back into this. You have command of the board.
Right.
And we have three full categories still to deal with, so go ahead.
The Horn of Africa for 600.
The point of the horn is the peninsula of this country that's earned a reputation as a haven for pirates. Megan.
What is Somalia?
You are right.
Civil War for 6.
The first amputee of the war, J.E. Hanger, invented a prosthetic this that ones made today are still based upon. Brooke.
What is a leg?
Yeah.
Civil War 200.
About 1,500 Union soldiers received this highest award for valor, instituted by Congress during the Civil War. Brooke.
What is the Purple Heart?
Nope. Josh.
What is the Congressional Medal of Honor?
Yep.
Horn of Africa, 800.
In 1993, this country broke away from Ethiopia to become the Horn's newest independent nation. Brooke.
What is Eritrea?
You are right.
Horn of Africa, 400.
Animals of the Horn include the hamadryas, among the smallest of these big monkeys. Brooke.
What is a baboon?
Yeah.
Civil War, 800.
With Atlanta burning in their wake, 62,000 soldiers under General Sherman marched 300 miles to the sea in November and December of this year. Brooke.
What is 1864?
Correct.
Civil War 1000?
George Stewart called his in-depth study of this disastrous charge at Gettysburg on July 3rd, 1863, a microhistory. Josh.
Who is Pickett?
Yes, that's right.
February 400.
According to annual presidential proclamations, February is this month, not black anymore. Brooke.
What is African American History Month?
That's it.
February 600.
Baseball spring training begins each February, with players at these two positions the first to report. Brooke.
Who are pitchers and catchers?
You got them.
February 1000.
It's the big day seen here in the Crescent City, one recent February. Megan?
What is Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras, yeah.
February 8.
John Clare's poem, February, is all about thawing. Eaves in quick succession drop where grinning these have been. Where grinning icicles have been. Four clues left up there, Megan.
Civil War for 4.
Answer, Daily Double.
I'll wager 2,000, please.
All righty. Confederate troops used a high-pitched battle cry known by this two-word name. It may have derived from fox hunting.
What is the rebel yell?
Rebel yell, yes.
Let's do Horn of Africa for 1,000, please.
Here's Jimmy.
The Horn of Africa is bordered by the Red Sea, the Indian Ocean, and this body of water that gets its name from a seaport on the coast of Yemen.
And that would be the Gulf of Aden. Back to you, Megan.
Oh, I apologize. What is the Horn of Africa for 2, please?
National Geographic called the Danakil this, home to the Horn's Afar people, the cruelest place on Earth. Referring to the Danakil Desert. Now the last clue in February. One legend about this saint, whose feast day is February 14, says he specialized in performing secret marriages. Brooke.
Who is St. Valentine?
You are right. That takes you into a tie with Josh. Both of you trailing Megan by just 1,600. It's going to be an interesting game. Double Jeopardy starts after this. Although Brooke and Josh are tied, Josh is the one who makes the first selection in Double Jeopardy. And here are the categories. Three quarters of an EGOT.
followed by religious fiction, trial mix, not trail mix, Heat Street, seven-letter words. Notice the V in quotation marks. Each correct response will be seven letters, and the V will be exactly in the middle of each word. And the final category, opera zingers. Ha ha. Josh.
Let's go Heat Street for 400.
Pasta chefs know it's the common way of saying heat-induced conversion of a liquid to a gas through vaporization. Brooke?
What is condensation?
Nope. Josh?
What is evaporation?
Nope. What is boiling?
Okay.
Yep. Okay, Josh.
Heat Street 800.
Zero Kelvin is 273.15 degrees below on this scale. Josh?
What is Celsius?
Yeah.
Heat Street 12.
It's the transfer of energy from one object to another by electromagnetic waves, like heat traveling from the sun to the earth. And that is called radiation. Josh?
Heat Street 16.
Answer? Stuck with it? You found the Daily Double? You're in second place.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for 10,800, here is the clue. Heat is a form of energy. The first law of this says that it can be neither created nor destroyed, but can be changed.
What is thermodynamics?
That's it. First law of thermodynamics.
Three quarters of an EGOT, 800.
Emmy seems to be the hardest word for this musician, but he certainly could feel the love tonight at the Oscars in 95. Brooke.
Who is Elton John?
Right.
EGOT 12.
Her life story itself was on Broadway in 2019, yet still somehow this one-name superstar is Tony-less. And this popular entertainer is Cher. Brooke.
EGOT 16.
This actress still needs a Tony, so right now she will have to settle for having a titanic ego. Brooke.
Who is Kate Winslet?
Right.
EGOT 2000?
He's the Oscar, Emmy, and Grammy-winning rapper and actor seen here. Josh.
Who is Common?
Good.
Three quarters of an EGOT, 400.
This divine Miss M could still really use an O. That'd be Oscar, as her two nominations did not lead to victory. Brooke.
Who is Bette Midler?
Correct.
Seven-letter words, 1,200.
Pickles or ice cream for expectant mothers, for example. Josh.
What are cravings?
No. Brooke.
What is craving?
Yes, you added an S.
Seven-letter words, 16.
A high-ranking college officer. Megan.
What is a provost?
Good.
Seven for two?
Here's a musician, possibly Handel, at this, the 18th century word for any keyboard. Josh.
Was it clavier?
Yes.
Seven-letter words, 800.
A brewski in Barcelona. Megan.
What is a cerveza?
Good.
Heat Street for two.
Like the desert snake it's named for, this air-to-air missile uses heat sensing to home in on its prey. Josh.
What is a sidewinder?
Correct.
Trial mix, 400.
A minor character in The Crucible, the real Martha Corey, was tried, excommunicated, and hanged for this in 1692. Brooke.
What is witchcraft?
Correct.
Trial 800?
Answer there. Double Daily Double. And look at that, we have a tie again. You and Megan at 9,000.
7,700.
All right, interesting wager. During the trial of this teacher in 1925, vendors sold refreshments, Bibles, and toy monkeys.
Who is Scopes?
John T. Scopes, that's right. And you are now in the lead all by yourself, and the Daily Doubles are gone.
Trial mix 12.
On August 2nd, 1921, eight members of this team were acquitted of taking money to lose the World Series. On August 3rd, they were banned from baseball. Josh.
It was the White Sox.
Yes.
Trial mix 16.
In 1982, a federal jury found him not guilty by reason of insanity in the shooting of President Reagan. Who was John Hinckley Jr.? Back to you, Josh.
Trial mix 2000.
Seized in South America in 1960, this high-ranking Nazi was transported to Israel, where he was tried and executed. Megan.
Who is Adolf Eichmann?
Good.
Let's do opera singers for 12, please.
This Verdi guy's joking includes suggesting the Count of Ceprano be beheaded, since his head is useless on his shoulders. Megan.
Who is Pagliacci?
Nope. Brooker Josh. Who is Rigoletto? Back to you, Megan.
Opera for 16.
You inconsiderate jade is one of the nicer things said to Polly in this 1728 opera that inspired the 20th century three-penny opera. This was the beggar's opera. Megan, go again.
Opera for 8.
Vile intruder, who thou art, are the first words directed to this Mozart seducer. Brooke?
Who is Figaro?
No. Who is Don Giovanni? Megan?
Religious fiction for 4.
Books in this series by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins take place following the rapture. Josh?
What is Left Behind?
Yeah.
Religious fiction, 800.
Orson Scott Card's Women of Genesis series of novels includes one about these two sisters and wives of Jacob. Megan?
Who are Esther and Ruth?
No. Who are Rachel and Leah? And we have less than a minute to go, Josh.
7-letter words, 400.
Any port in a storm is a popular one. Megan?
What is a haven?
No. Brooke?
What is a proverb?
Yes.
Opera singers, 400.
Donizetti's Maria Stuarda has lots to say to this other British queen, such as Figlia Impura di Bolena. Megan.
Who is Anne Boleyn?
No. Brooke or Josh? Who is Elizabeth I? Brooke, back to you.
Religious fiction, 12.
The Fifth Mountain by Brazilian author Paulo Coelho tells of the whirlwind life of this biblical prophet. That would be Elijah. Brooke, go again.
Opera singers, 2000.
The Wagnerian dwarf Albrecht calls these maidens bony fish who should take eels for their lovers. He's referring to Rhine maidens. And with that, we wrap up. I know for you three, happily wrap up Double Jeopardy. All right, let's take a look at Final Jeopardy. The category today is international literature. Maybe you'll be more fortunate with that subject. When will you come? Category for final today is international literature. Players, here's your clue. There are reminiscences of branding cattle and lassoing steers in Martín Fierro, the national poem of this Western Hemisphere country. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Think of Hispanic cowboys in the Western Hemisphere. Which country comes to mind? We'll come to you first, Megan. You had 8,200 and you wrote down your response quickly. You wrote down what is Argentina, home of the gauchos. Yes, you are correct. And you will add 7,000. That takes you up to 15,200. Takes us to Brooke. She had 16,300. What did she write down? Argentina. Did she risk a bundle? $1,000. That takes her up to $17,300, a $100 lead over Josh, not looking happy. He wrote down Brazil, and that'll cost him how much? $15,000. He'll finish in third place. Brooke McKenzie, congratulations, young lady. You have some supporters up there in the audience. You're the new Jeopardy champion, and you get to come back and play again tomorrow to wrap up the week. We'll see you then also, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.